Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got to catch a glimpse of these warlocks. Let's make a move.
She's going around the corner.
Come on.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
We should mate.
What?
Date. As in, we should date sometime. You know, socially. Go ahead, kick it.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
You're pretty sick, chaps.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fam, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Thanks for being with us on a hump day. Hope your mornings are going great. We'll get to a trend continuing coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stat or story in a few moments. But we're on kind of a college football kick today, and it feels good.
How
feels
dare
good.
You just kick Jimmy Buckets and Joel Embiid to the curb?
I don't care tonight. I watched both games last night in their entirety, and it's streaming TNT games on Max is a game changer for me.
You alerted me to this, and I knew that they did it, but I'd never tried it, and you said it's a game changer, so I turned it on, and I quite enjoyed it.
Better quality. Yes, I'm a fan. I did a lot for the tournament because a lot of tournament games were on TNT. You couldn't do the CBS games. But the ECN, I'll watch a little bit of the Miami-Philly game. Is that the first one up tonight?
Yeah.
And then I'm not going to watch
Atlanta-Chicago.
Not going to watch a second of that game.
Not?
No, I will not.
How dare you?
I'm going to quickly get to my school, and then we'll get to your school. My note is quicker. Oregon's note is quicker, that is. Transfer portal opened up yesterday. All sorts of players are sending out tweets and am I going? Am I staying? It is open for a while now. So just because somebody didn't enter the portal yesterday did not mean that they're not going to transfer. Mm-hmm. Arizona is one of the schools that a lot of people are watching closely to see what happens with them in the next week. There is a safety from Texas A&M, Jacoby Matthews. He's a kid out of Louisiana. He was a five-star recruit, I believe, in the 2022 class, a part of their big, like $40 million recruiting class at Texas A&M.
No, they don't pay.
No, they would never.
Come on.
So he has entered the portal. He played a ton last year. Really good player, really good safety, cover guy, 6'2", 220, big body in the back end. And it sounds like Oregon and Florida State are the two finalists for him. So just a name to keep an eye on for Duck Fan.
Well, we know Oregon needs defensive back help now.
We do. Yeah. They might be losing one because of a hit and run.
Yeah.
Dalen Austin might be off of the team. I don't have any other details on that, but hit and run, not good, Bob.
Sounds ugly. Sounds awful.
Not good. So they might be making that
move. But then again, to be fair, and I don't have details. The Trayshon Holden thing seemed really bad last year, too.
Touché.
And then that kind of just went away, and he's back on the team. So
I don't condone any hitting and running.
No,
but
there's
a difference between bumping a parked car and running over a person.
Yes, sure, certainly.
But both are technically hit and run.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of it was or what scale it reaches.
See if anybody's updated anything. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I haven't not seen anything today. Let's get to your beef. So they had a couple of notes come out yesterday. I'm curious how many of these move the needle. So they announced a couple of future home and homes with Big 12 opponents.
They did.
Houston in 2025, so next year, they will, I think it opens at Oregon State in year one, and then in year two, they go to Houston. So 25-26, you get a home and home with Houston. Big city, go recruit in Texas. I like that move for them. And then a place where Swigard was just at, Manhattan, Kansas, 2030, 2031. Mm. Love the future scheduling.
Yep.
Opens in Manhattan, I believe, and then comes to Oregon State. But a couple of Big 12 teams thrown on the future big board.
You pair that with the Barnes thing, and I know you're going to get to that too. Mm-hmm. I think yesterday a lot of Beaver fans who have been feeling all kinds of different sadness and anger and confusion and annoyance, you know, it felt good. It was nice to see good teams put on a schedule in a conference that you're just praying and hoping somehow, some way you get invited to that in a couple years. The Houston one's, it's a sneaky one because I think going to Houston could be a fun little random road trip for fans.
Hell yeah.
You know, I know they kind of got at the bottom barrel there with Holgorsen, but I think you need to do whatever you can to not suck and be a threat against these teams. And look, the 2030 game, God, that's so far out, I can't even like preview that.
It's 6 years down the
road. Kleiman probably won't even be at Kansas State anymore. I don't know if Trent Bray will be at Oregon State. But just have a good showing. Try to schedule as many of these. I think you try to center it on a conference. Utah. Hey, Utah, what's up? Remember us? We used to be friends. I think you just go in as much as you possibly can on the Big 12. You want interesting games that fans want to go to at home.
Yes.
Because you might be lacking in seats and tickets at the San Jose State game. So I thought this was good news. You're getting some good quality non-conference games with a tie-in of a conference that you're just hoping that certain things break your way and that maybe you get an invite in a couple years.
So Scott Barnes released a letter yesterday on the Oregon State website, and I'm not going to read the entire thing. It's very lengthy. It goes through a lot of their accomplishments from the last year and what the football team, basketball teams, all that have done. Just to paraphrase a bit of it, though, he opens with, "Dear Beaver Nation, the landscape of intercollegiate athletics has seen momentous change and disruption in the last year. Every athletic department in the country has been affected. Oregon State has been disproportionately impacted by conference realignment. Since August, we have been working with leadership and have worked in constant collaboration on our guiding principles to find the best path forward." He says, "In short term, scheduling alliances were very necessary to provide a solution for competition in 24-25. He acknowledges the lower revenues that they will be receiving in the short term because of the situation around the conference. I'm going to jump to the end, though, because there was a bit at the end. So it goes through all what they've accomplished, yada, yada, yada. He said, "You have continued to show up as alums, donors, fans, sharing a passion for the common cause that brings people together like nothing else can. Oregon State Athletics unites proud alumni and current students, Beaver fans from all occupations and backgrounds from every corner of the state and beyond its borders over one common thread, a loyal, unwavering commitment to Oregon State." And he says, "I remain optimistic about our future and committed to breaking down every door and inserting ourselves in every conversation, be it specific to Oregon State or the entire intercollegiate landscape. Oregon State has always punched above its weight class. We will continue to do just that. I hear you and know it feels like since August we have been on the receiving end of multiple gut punches. When that happens, you are faced with two options: exit the ring or throw counter punches. Hear this, Beaver Nation. The gloves are on and we will not stray from our mission." Get you going? Revs your engine a little bit?
It doesn't. Look, I understand why he did it. They lost Martinez. The men's basketball program's an absolute disaster.
This has to be in response to what's happened the last couple of weeks.
It's an absolute response to everything.
Panicking.
The women's basketball team has, I won't say crumbled because Ruick's so good, but they've lost all of their Elite Eight talent, basically, bringing back just a couple players. This stuff never does much for me. I understand why he did it, and I appreciate it. The sentiment's fine. I feel like this is the fifth one of these.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, this tone probably sounds awful. I get why fans are excited about this. I think there's a lot of truth to, you know, he's at least trying his ass off to get him out of the situation. The whole gloves is on thing, like, this has been in the works for 2 years. So it's like a lot of reaction. It's like getting hit and then be like, well, I guess I'll fight now. And
sure.
You know, I hope for the best. I do. I'm rooting for him to be able to help pull this out. He's very committed. I can't imagine it's easy to find somebody that's willing to work as hard as he probably has to work and has been working. This is a response to some unfortunate circumstance that has hit the university. I don't know if this is going to change anything, if it means all that much. It's,
yeah.
You know, this is a fire extinguisher. There's an absolute raging fire. He just showed up and he sprayed some stuff out and he's like, "Hey, we're going to do this." And I hope he does. I do.
Yeah.
But it's, man, is it an uphill mountain climb, I think, to get out of what their predicament is, unless, again, the landscape changes again, which it absolutely could.
Absolutely.
And maybe they will benefit from that. This doesn't do a whole lot for me, but I can certainly understand why a lot of Beaver fans got excited about it.
I will say, first off, if it makes you feel any better, I randomly had a dream last night that Oregon State was invited to the Big 12. Why? I don't know, but that happened in my dream last night.
Well, that's a weird-ass dream for you to be having.
I dream the show. The show is like in my dreams, and we're like, hey, this is breaking news. It was a big deal.
That.
You know, what was going on? 7:15 segment.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. I actually saw, when I saw the graphic, because I got an email. I'm an alum.
Humble brag.
I donate no money.
Well, you're part of the problem, Brandon.
I paid $23,000.
Come on.
Figure that out.
Start sending your money.
Did anybody else see the graphic and instantly think, oh no, Barnes has hit the portal?
With that being
said. I did. My mind was just like, oh God, portal.
With 10 years of eligibility left.
Is there an AD portal?
I'm putting my name into the portal.
Would you be shocked if there was? I wouldn't at this point.
I mean, there
point.
Is. Trey Danning was at Washington for 6 months, dude, and then he bounced.
Yeah.
Can't wait to move my family here.
The A&M cat that we just talked with Hellwagon.
Yes.
That's his school, Bjork.
Yes.
And he's just like, I'm going to Ohio State.
It's alma mater. They paid him more money. He said, I'm out of here. I will say, I think this is, it's definitely a response to what's happened the last couple of weeks. It's been rough, and
but
we have highlighted
okay,
that.
Okay, can I ask you, I know we're against it,
yeah.
but do these?
No, not for me, they would.
No, not for you, not for me, not for a fan. Do these have an actual impact for the university athletic department to just say, hey, it's tough, but we're trying, like, does that actually have
benefit? I think from a media standpoint, it puts a pause on the barrage of when there's total uncertainty.
Yeah.
So he did it combined with the announcement of the future schedules. Like, there are plans to go ahead and continue this, and here's concrete evidence of that. Stop asking me about everything else.
Right. See, and
I think that's what this is.
Yeah, I didn't view it too much as a media thing. I viewed this as being directed towards one group of people and one group of people only, and that's the people who donate money.
Yes. Well, that's a big part of this.
I think there's a lot of people around Oregon State, and I know I would be, if I had been donating money to collectives, to the athletic programs, to keeping things together. Hey, because I guarantee they're hitting up the same donors left and right. We need your help. We need your help. We're losing revenue. It's going to go down. We need more commitment. And then you see your best football player go. You see one of the best programs at your entire university lose basically the entire team. You're not sure what's going to happen to the baseball team in the years to come. Your men's basketball program's a dumpster fire. I'm sure they're hearing from a lot of folks of saying, what am I donating to? Why am I writing you another $10,000 check? Where is my money going to? And so I viewed it as that of like, hey, we're still fighting. We're still punching. Please keep your donations coming in.
Yeah.
We're going to stick this out together. Maybe there's a media aspect of it, too. There's a positive spin on what's been really negative stories the last couple of weeks, and we talked about it, and other shows have talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
Future scheduling, so at least it gives you a break in the negative news barrage.
Well, he's not going to, I mean, if he does an interview, he's not going to say anything.
No, you're not going to get
much. It's going to be this stuff for 12 minutes.
But I viewed it as, like, please keep donating money. We need the money more now than ever, and we need your support more now than ever. So
yeah.
I want to get to a tidal wave in sports. That's coming up bottom of the hour, but next, it is time for Stat or Story. Get to it on the fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
We'll get to where AI got it wrong. Also, a trend continues. Those are coming up in a little over 10 minutes. Felt good to talk college football. Let's take a brief break and get to Stat or Story. What do we got today, Swag?
Oh. Got to grab the right piece of paper here. All right, your first number.
What? Was it just Brad Underwood?
I didn't expect that.
No, didn't expect that.
Gotta get your paper ready.
1801, 1,801 is it the total number of three-point shots attempted by Steph Curry in his NBA playoff career? Or is it the year the first cheese ball was produced here in the United States?
Story. You answer that with a lot of confidence.
That's what you got to do to play this game.
I'm going to say we had cheese balls before 1801. Didn't we have cheeses around before then? How did we not roll it into a ball?
When you think of cheese balls, are we thinking like Cheeto-type cheese balls? Like the material's crunchy, not an actual cheese ball?
No.
Like an actual cheese ball.
That you dip the crackers in that has the nuts on the outside of it?
It had to have existed before 1801,
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
I'll go story. Final answer. Story.
It's a story.
I'm not.
1801.
Bad news, Dirt.
For Steph, 1,557 threes attempted in the NBA playoffs in his career.
I almost started and said, that feels like a little much.
Well, defense cranks up on Steph in the playoffs.
It does. They
make
doubles.
A point to run him off the line.
It was kind of enjoyable to watch him get triple teamed basically all night and not get a ton of shots off. And it's
couldn't even make the playoffs, but when our guy doesn't get it done, oh man, he's a choker because he couldn't win round one.
No, there is great lore. In 1801, the first cheese ball weighing 1,235 pounds was a gift from the community of Chester, Massachusetts to President Thomas Jefferson to show Republican patriotism. It's called, quote, the ball known as the Mammoth Cheese.
The Mammoth Cheese.
They collected milk donated from 900 cows in the Baptist community. It weighed 1,235 pounds.
Did you say milk donated from the cows? Because those cows were not given a choice.
That would be donated from the dairies.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Those cows are like, dude, stop.
I don't have anything left, man.
Dry.
God.
So the story, the legend goes that they served as much as they could at whatever ate it in the White House at the time, but eventually before it went stale, obviously not eating 1,200 pounds of cheese before it goes bad, they threw it in the Potomac.
I usually long for a time when things were a little more simplistic, and maybe I've not noticed it. Do we still trade, like, cool-ass gifts with countries, like the Statue of Liberty being sent to America? Do we do that anymore?
We do, but it's not publicized as much.
Is it, like, little tiny gestures, though?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you can't really give anybody a statue anymore.
Why?
Who's got room for a statue? You know, somebody gives us a statue, where do we put it?
It depends who it is and when it is.
We famously gave Russia.
I like calling him Russia.
I do, too. The Ruskies, we gave them a reset button many years ago. That was the thing.
We gave them a reset button?
And we needed to reset our negotiations with them and our relations with them, get the joke, and then you press the reset button.
How did Putin feel about that reset button?
He did not receive it because at the time I don't believe he was president.
But well, he threw that on the garbage.
He stepped on it. There you go. Burned it. Yeah.
Your next number is 518.
I'm going to talk more about cheese. I love cheese.
Mm.
Love
it's cheese. National Cheese Ball Day.
I mean,
which is why I like cheese. Found that. So
I don't eat a lot of cheese unless it's with something.
You got to keep me away from cheese.
Really?
I get my hands on the cheese.
I love cheese.
I'm burying my face in that cheese.
Love the cheese.
Yeah.
518 is the total number of NBA games won, including the postseason, by the trio of Steph, Clay, and Draymond. Or is it the size and square inches of Mills End Park, the world's smallest park that's right here in Portland?
So what was the number five what?
518.
Square feet, you
square
said?
Inches.
Square inches.
So you got to win 16 to win the chip.
And they've won four of those championships.
So that would obviously be 64.
They have a 63.
Plus the years they didn't win, but they won.
They won a lot of games.
This is a story.
You got a good story?
Yeah.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
Story.
Stat.
Yeah.
Damn it.
518 wins in the regular season and playoffs. Sixth most all time by a trio.
Oh, I lost this. This was my mistake. I didn't hear the regular season part
of that. Yes, NBA games 73 won, win season including the postseason.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
So there you go. Sixth most by a trio all time. I think, isn't it the Spurs trio that has won the most ever?
I mean, that has to be.
Manu,
they were around
Duncan
for 20 years.
And Parker.
I wonder what the other ones would be, though.
The trios?
The other trios. Mikhail,
Bird, Parrish?
Parrish.
Yeah.
Probably in this. Worthy, Magic, Kareem, got to be in this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jordan and Pip had Grant and Rodman, so
I don't know. Who the
they
third
rotated
guy
the
be.
Third guy.
Yeah.
Was there a third guy that was there the entire time? I don't think there was. Was there?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
All right. No, the Guinness World Record is the world's smallest park is Mills End Park. It's in a traffic median on NATO Parkway. Recently, the tree, there was a little tiny tree there. It got chopped down. They went and replanted it. But at 452 square inches, somebody made a website for it, millends.com, and it's up for an award in the Webby Awards People's Voice for websites and mobile websites and mobile sites net art category. Exactly. Didn't go vote on it.
Does the Iverson statue fit in that park?
I think it would. I think it would fit.
No.
You sure about that?
Too big?
I don't know.
We sure about that? Somebody's saying Japan just sent the U.S. cherry trees for the White House.
That's kind of cool.
Shout out Japan.
There
but, like,
go.
I want it to be... I have this vision of it arriving on a big barge, and we're all just... Oh, look at it. It's almost here.
Look what France sent us. One of our people saying that we gift people bombs. That we do.
Yeah.
Need a bomb? We got bombs. You need a bomb?
We certainly are great at that, aren't we?
Bomb, bomb, bomb. You need a bomb?
We usually don't gift them.
No, we sell them.
We like to make a lot of money off those. Your final number is 18. Is it the number of playoff series that the trio of Steph, Clay, and Draymond have won during their run with the Warriors? Or is it the rank of the United States amongst the countries of the world in alcohol consumption per capita?
This has to be a stat, aren't we?
Well, let's do it. So four.
Well, he said per capita. That was an important
per capita.
Part of
I know. So 18 postseason series victories,
playoff series.
Yes.
Wins.
So if you win four NBA championships, that's a total of 16 series, right? Because it's four.
Yeah, it has
to
be
win
more.
A title.
It has to be more.
So it has to be more.
Because they
that.
Lost against LeBron, they got to the chip.
They
so
did.
That right there just beats it.
They've had other years where they've won a series.
Yeah, it's a story.
It has to be a story.
Story.
Yeah.
The per capita part was the biggest standout to me, aside from the numbers.
Holy catfish!
Yeah, 23 playoff series wins
for
Curry, Thompson, and Green together. So they had to be playing. So, like, when Clay was hurt, those didn't count if they were any of them. Anyway.
How many did he not play in?
I don't know. So 23, they are credited with 23 together. That is the fourth most by a trio in NBA history. They have 98 playoff wins together when they all played in games. Third most by a trio in NBA history.
Do you remember the scene in The Office with Andy Bernard, and it's kind of like a sad realization. I think everybody watching it also recognized in the moment of, I wish somebody would tell you you're in the good times while you're in the good times.
The good old days.
The good old days.
Yeah.
Do you think that Clay, Dre, and Steph, celebrating that fourth chip, realize that that probably is it for them as a collective?
No, I don't think so. I think when you win another one like that without KD, it makes you think you're going to keep doing it. We can do it again.
Yeah.
Why not?
No, the United States, 18th. So a recent study, per capita alcohol consumption, 9.5 liters per year per capita, which equates to about 2.5 gallons. Latvia leads the world at 12.2 liters.
Yeah, I got a lot going on over there,
per
man.
Per capita. Lithuania is second. Czechia is third.
They're all worried Russia's going to invade them, man.
So, yeah.
I don't blame them. I'd be boozing, too.
Ireland is 16th. The UK is 15th. Canada, surprisingly, is down there.
Now, how is there, like, what it was the last time we did this study?
I didn't see that. So this is the results from the study was done in 2023, and it took them, obviously, a long time to put it all together.
I'm curious how much the legalization of weed has driven down our boozing numbers.
It has to be a decent amount.
A lot of states have legalized weed.
Well, a lot of people can't, people can't grow with alcohol. Like, they can't keep getting older and drinking. It starts to affect them physically.
Ways that it didn't used to affect you.
Right. Yeah. So you cut that down. You implement the flower. Hello.
Well, the Netherlands is below
Where's the
Canada.
Cheese? The Netherlands is below Canada?
Yeah. Huh.
What's the food God, you eat? Wedding. What's the food you find yourself like, oh, no, I can't stop once you've not drinking, but you've consumed flour? Remix.
You okay over there?
It's okay.
That's a good question.
Like, your wife buys it and you go, oh no, I might be in trouble.
I think there's two different categories here. There's a sweets category and a normals category.
Well, because we know it's not peanut butter for you.
No, I'm not digging that deep.
God,
man.
I loved you getting ratioed yesterday.
Not digging that deep.
Did you see him posted a photo of his peanut butter jar, which, by the way, he made it. There was even less in there than he described it. Thinking he's going to get people on his side, and everybody just destroyed him.
Hey. There were three. There were three that supported me. I would say sweets-wise, it's the little fun-sized candy bars. If I get my hands on those, they don't seem like a lot. Next thing you know, there's like 37 wrappers on the counter, and it's a bad thing.
My stomach hurts.
What happened? I got to poop. And then probably chips.
Chips?
Okay. Like, if I open up a bag of chips and you're just sitting on the couch watching something, next thing you know, the entire bag is gone.
Does not matter how big that bag is.
No.
My hand will reach the end of it.
Well,
it's always just
going to be half full anyway, no matter the size.
Yeah. So. But, I mean, if you go to Costco and get one of the oversized
jumbo bags.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's probably something sweets related.
Yeah. Sweets are dangerous when they're just laying around the house.
I did tell a story once when I'd done that, and I just found myself standing in my pantry for like 20 minutes eating the crunchy Cheeto bag, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Like standing with the doors open, holding the bag.
Spacing out.
Staring into the cabinet. Yeah. Not even watching TV.
No.
What am I doing?
I was just staring at my pantry like, what am I doing right now?
I gotta go sit down.
It was during COVID, okay? So cut me a break. Yeah. Cut me some slack.
A long time ago.
It's a weird time.
Status story, every Wednesday at 8:15. AI getting this wrong, and a trend continues.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, I want to quickly get to this because the other story is probably more important, but this is funny. So we have all these AIs taking over the world. Computers are going to run us at some point.
I just saw a new robot in Boston that they introduced, and it quite literally looks like it's being possessed by a demon.
A demon.
And it bends its back backwards, and the legs just kick over, and it can stand up going backwards.
How long until those things are fighting in war, man?
I
got robot wars.
I don't think we're alive.
Our robots against your robots?
It'll happen.
Yeah.
I don't think that's in our lifetime. It may be in our kids' lifetime or maybe their grandkids' lifetime. I think largely just going to be used as like house servants.
Terrifying. Well, AI...
Not if it cleans my house properly.
That's true, but I don't... It's going to turn on you at some point.
You'd be too scared to try it?
I'd be too scared.
Really?
I don't want that technology in my house. Get that stuff away from me.
I have to hand-build a shed this weekend.
You want a robot to do it for you?
And I have to do it... My father-in-law is going to guide me, but I'm largely doing this with my own hands. If I had a robot option to do it...
Think of the sense of accomplishment that you'll have when you finish it, though. It's going to be beautiful this weekend.
Dirt, I'm nervous about leveling ground. I don't know if I'm capable.
You can do it, man. I got faith. Twitter has a new AI-powered trending tab, which basically pulls from the website things that people are talking about, tweeting about, and then promotes these articles and headlines via, like, this is a thing of, like, this is what is generating discussion, right? It's a trending thing that AI creates.
Is it pulling from the checkmark brigade, or is it pulling from all of Twitter?
I do not know the answer to that.
Okay.
But I do know that it is so confused by a story in sports last night that this is hilarious. So many people were tweeting about Klay Thompson and the night that he had in Sacramento, 0 for 10 from the floor. And the words Klay Thompson and bricks was associated in so many tweets that their AI-generated trending tab came up with this. The headline reads, Klay Thompson accused in bizarre brick vandalism spree. In a bizarre turn of events, this is legitimately what it writes, in a bizarre turn of events, NBA star Klay Thompson has been accused of vandalizing multiple houses with bricks in Sacramento. Authorities are investigating the claims after several individuals reported their houses being damaged with windows shattered by bricks. Klay Thompson has not yet issued a statement regarding the accusations.
Did you get...
They have left the community shaken.
Did you get ball sacked, or is this real?
I don't know. I hope I didn't, but I'm running with it being real, because that's fantastic, and everybody tweeting about him throwing bricks last night is great.
I mean, he did lay a foundation in Sacramento last night, unfortunately.
He's building that new A's ballpark down there, man, with all the bricks he was throwing up. The trend continues, and the tidal wave is upon us. How far is this going to go? Monday night was the WNBA draft. It was on ESPN, not network television, ESPN. They had 2.5 million viewers.
I was watching.
I was too.
I watched that first round, and then I was back and forth.
That is a higher rating number.
You make that sound like there's 32 teams in that league. Yes. I watched the entire first round.
Did it take like 20 minutes to get through the first round, and then you move on to the second round?
Yeah.
That is more viewers than any WNBA game in the history of the league.
Yeah, their highest draft prior was Taurasi's draft in 04.
04.
Yeah. 600,000 viewers.
It blew out the Major League Baseball draft. Not that anybody cares about that. It blew out the NHL draft.
Yeah.
And the NBA draft slightly edged it, but it was also on ABC on network television.
Yeah, and I don't know where this goes. I saw somebody that we follow on our timeline that's listened to the show or does listen to the show, and I thought they actually summed it up well. I'm all in on women's college basketball. I'm gonna need a little something, I think, to follow the WNBA, especially in the summertime when I'm consumed with family activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'll follow. I hope I do. But I could also see it like on and off, on and off. It's just how you can capitalize on this. They started out smart. They put Caitlin on 36 of their 40 games are on TV. So you need access. She's generational. She's up there with any. I know this is being used, and she hasn't won a championship at the WNBA or in college, but like it is Tiger-esque. It just is. The way that you're getting people to gravitate to a game or a thing that they normally don't, it's great. You don't have to care. That's the beauty. You don't have to bash it. You just don't have to care. But she certainly has made a mark. I think the other girls, let's give them credit as well. They, you know, Angel Reese going back and forth with her,
mm-hmm.
that helps drum up interest. Everybody pointing to her salary. She's going to make a lot more than that. I know the salary pool's not big. Breaking news, they don't make a ton of money in the WNBA, but encouraging news to see that people even pay attention to the draft because it included her.
I already peeked. They're going to be at the Storm at the end of June.
Yeah,
we go up.
We actually have been doing that too. We're
so they play on a Thursday. The Mariners host the Twins on a Friday.
Oh my God, you've given me a sports weekend.
And then the Sounders have a game Saturday night up there, I believe.
I might be in. I haven't done a sports weekend in a long time.
So we should we call our Odyssey friends in Seattle, see if there's a studio we can do the show up there on Friday morning?
Well, I don't think Dirt's in.
I mean, I don't know what I got going on that weekend. I got to check.
Just say you don't. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm roped in. I'm roped in. Why am I getting attacked here?
Because
I don't want to drive to Seattle
I'm
for a WNBA game.
The Twinkies are in town.
I don't want
to
see the Twins. I don't care about
the
Twins.
You.
Who's name four Twin players?
Exactly. Johan Santana.
Exactly.
I've already
Big Joe Mauer fan.
Peeked and looked.
I'm fascinated, dude. I'm riding the wave. I'm fascinated to see how far this goes. Her debut in the WNBA is during the Stanley Cup playoffs, and there is already a push. And rumblings that ESPN behind the scenes is going to bump the hockey playoff game off of the main ESPN feed.
Well, it would rate higher. I don't mean in disrespect,
yes,
but it would rate higher, wouldn't it?
For WM, of course it would.
Well,
she
wonder
sold more draft night jerseys in Fanatics history than any athlete ever.
Oh, they sold out.
More than any NFL player that has ever been drafted in draft night history. She sold more jerseys than anybody ever. It's just insane.
What do you guys think? Is it just the ability to play like Steph and the unique ability to hit shots at weird angles and distance?
Yeah.
Because she is amazing. I've also seen a lot of other players that are just as equally amazing to me.
I can't wait. The first game I really want to see from the Fever is when they play the Liberty. Her going against Sabrina Ionescu. Who was kind of
this. It was
and had
this.
She had a chance to get to the Final Four.
But her last year was cut short, so she didn't get that last
exactly.
tournament run. And she also didn't have NIL. And I think that's part of it with Caitlin Clark, that she's in a State Farm commercial that aired 10 million times over the last month.
Well, people have highlighted Taurasi being bitter on the broadcast. I didn't view it that way. I think it was a bit of like, she's going to get humbled. She's a young player.
I did view it as bitter. I think they're bitter because they knew how good they were and they're upset that they didn't get that level of attention.
They missed the window, unfortunately. Taurasi's still did really well for herself, but I think that's what it was. It wasn't an anti-Caitlin thing. It was just like a, damn, we were pioneers in our own right. We were incredible. I think Taurasi's the GOAT. And she didn't get an opportunity to have any of this. It's really encouraging news. It's great to hear. And she's a pioneer for them. She's helping pave the way others have paved, but she's certainly something that can bridge. I will say, lastly, disappointing. It felt like we were on the 5-yard line for a touchdown to get a team. And I don't know what financially happened, but something happened. We got yanked out. San Francisco got a team. And the next wave of cities, we're not even one of the five cities listed.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened here.
I'm going to blame Jody.
This is the easiest of slam dunk cities to do that sport in. I know we had it once, but that was a long time ago. It's a different moment. And I'm bummed that Portland's not part of this. I really would genuinely look into season tickets if we had a team.
Agree completely. All right, we'll wrap it up. Get you set. Does anybody care tonight? Next on The Fan. Mommy, just preparing myself for the years to come. I want to read a couple quick comments here before we talk about tonight.
Oh, we have so much time to break these games down.
We do a lot of time here. I want to give a shout out to Keegan, who messaged.
If Keegan Murray?
No, not Keegan Murray. He had a good game last night, though. Wait, no, Chris Murray. Which one's which?
Keegan.
I don't know.
Chris is in Portland.
Is he? Are we sure about that?
I interviewed him a week and a half ago. Yes, I'm positive.
Are you sure it was him?
They never played twin tricks.
That's stupid.
That's what we told them.
I lost a lot of respect for him there.
Not a one. Not on appearance, not on
not
anything.
Keegan mentioned on YouTube today that he spent $8 on Southwest Wi-Fi just to stream us to watch
God
us.
God bless
so,
you.
So thank you. Oh, thank you for God. That. And a shout-out to Jacob, who mentioned that the Tesla full driving while Dirt and Sprague are on the YouTube is a match made in heaven, making the drive back to Portland from Boise a breeze.
There
so
go.
Shout-out to you. Self-driving cars scare the living bejesus out of me.
I'm still too scared to do it. My brother-in-law has his truck that can do it like to a certain degree, and he's all in. And I'm like, I'd be all in if everybody was all in. If we're all not self-driving, then I'm in.
I'm just scared, man. Tonight, the East play-in games. I will peek and keep an eye at Miami and Philly, 4 o'clock on ESPN.
I know it's an earlier start, but a peek? That's the only game to watch.
I mean, I'm just telling y'all, like, what's the score at halftime? That's that kind of game for me. Okay. I don't know. Miami, I don't really care. Joel Embiid's got to stay healthy.
Well, Miami might have to blow it up if they lose.
Yeah, that's true.
And Joel Embiid has never been to a conference finals, so
I will not watch a second of Atlanta Chicago.
Not interested. I'm taking Chicago. I'm hammering Chicago. They are
hammer 3.5-point favorites.
A hammer.
Okay, hammer. Dropping the hammer.
Keep this for tomorrow when I'm wrong.
Yeah, hammer.
They're not good record wise. They're one of the best teams in clutch time.
Chicago is.
They just always come through. They're a very good clutch team.
Okay, there you go. NBA play-in continues tonight, and then tomorrow we get
Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
Because we can't play tomorrow.
No,
we
they got to travel.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you can't travel today and then play tomorrow. You couldn't do that.
Give them some rest.
Couldn't leave last night after the game, get there late at night, and then play tomorrow and have a full day to rest.
Baseball.
What are we doing?
Baseball and hockey.
Can't wait for to butt up against the opening night of the NFL. That'll do it for us. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan, Steve Hellwagon previewing Ohio State. Really good stuff from him. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.